Blog Talk Radio.
93.3 FM is all. This is the Thursday night and the Sunday night flight. Hey, I'm the Floss Child, Mr. Boots Rothschild, the East Coast player, you dig? And you tuned in to the Thursday night and the Sunday night flight with OG Sweet Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Sweet go way, way back, you dig? Playing records straight out the crate.
Oh, yeah.
You probably ain't heard them in such a long time. You got to keep tuning in, baby. Give us a call at 347-308-8747. You know, that's Fly Talk Radio, baby. We're worldwide, huh? Can you dig that? See, dig this. And you know we miss you when you don't tune in. Without a doubt. Let me give you that number again in case you missed it, baby. 347-308-8747.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's so smooth, Tweet.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, you know, it can only be done by the one and the only OG Tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
Now you stay tuned, cause in 2 and 2, we getting ready to give it to you, baby. Uh-huh. 93. Hallelujah. They call me Tweed, not Casper, baby. Welcome to 93.3 Tweed FM. Ism. You on a Thursday night flight. I call this the After Six Cruise Mix. Blow right oldies, R&B, and all in between. Welcomes you to an enjoyable evening with the dynamic stylings of the Whispers. Los Angeles own. Call me up, 347-308-8747. Holler at a player, but don't yell, y'all. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by I Am Indy. And the beat goes on. Do they turn you on? Are you lost and turned out? Will you say yes? Welcome into my dreams. We gonna be living together in sin. Are you going my way? I'm gonna make you my wife. Only meant to wet my feet, baby.
We're gonna have
93.8 FM. Here's some. Welcome to the Thursday Night Flight. We keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy, baby. We are for the people. I'm with the people. So please go tell your peoples. Don't touch this. That knob. It's my day job, y'all. Don't get no smoother than this. We're going all in on the whispers tonight, y'all. Non-stop whispers music. We got to go all the way, man. 93.3 FM. Ism. Hit me up, y'all. 347-308-8747.
Thank you.
93.3 FM. You're on the Thursday night flight, the After Six Cruise Mix. Come join me with the whispers, y'all. Me equals 93.3 FM. Are you going my way, baby? After Six Cruise Mix with the Mighty Whispers and yours truly, Sweet Cadillac, baby.
Body will be closer than Sammy's swing.
93.3 FM. Thank you for tuning in. We're going all the way in with the Whispers tonight, y'all. Stay tuned. Dedicated to all the beautiful black ladies in America, beyond, international.
If there was such a thing as a wish come true, I would wish for you to love me just as much as I love you.
Rendition of a beautiful song. We're listening to the Whispers. We'll be talking to the Whispers momentarily. Stay tuned. You're listening to 93.3 FM. You're in the Thursday night flight.
Have you been happy with your
turn you on like I do. 93.3 FM, the Dynamic Whispers. We are living together in sin. We're not married, but it's going to be okay, baby. You listen to all these stations, playing a little right oldies, R&B, and all in between. 347-308-8747. Press 1, talk to your host. I am Sweet Cadillac, baby. Tweet FM, isn't it? Actually does not get any smoother than that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you and yours to the Whispers. Good evening, gentlemen.
Brother.
Man, we are doing great here at 93.3 FM. It's a special day. We want to give you the key to 93.3 Lifetime Achievement Award as of right now. You guys are one of my favorite all-time groups as well as the world, and I'm so blessed that you guys come and share your viewpoints, man, with our audience about a legendary career that spans over, we're looking at 40-plus years now?
That's correct. That's right. Wow. 2014 will be 50.
Wow. It's kind of ironic because I, too, was born and raised in Los Angeles, and I understand that you guys are from L.A. as well.
That's right.
Kind of describe how it was growing up, for you guys way back then.
Well, we came up in the Watts area, went to Jordan High School in Watts. And during that time, the Motown era was in its heyday. We were like all the other young kids. We were into Motown, into the Temptations and the Four Tops. And, you know, we had dreams of being a stand-up vocal group. And we lived in the projects. I don't know if you're from Los Angeles. I don't know if you know. We lived in the Jordan Downs project, which is about 10 minutes from Jordan High School. And we came up doing the straight-ahead R&B. You know, formed our little style, and here we are 50 years later.
Exactly. You guys are just so phenomenal in regards to just being smooth. A writer could write a song for an artist, but an artist can't really deliver it unless they feel it. But you guys just seem to have a knack where you just turn those words into like butter and make girls melt. Everybody always say that Barry White had a that niche, Marvin Gaye, but the Whispers, oh my God. What would you say is one of your favorite songs?
Well, there's several
of
them.
So many.
The first one that comes to mind for me is Song for Donnie. I never will forget the impression that Donnie Hathaway made on me and my brother. Scotty, he's on the phone too. He can tell you his impression, but I never will forget the first time in Chicago. Many years ago, we got to hear the great Donnie Hathaway. In those days, we used to come to clubs and we'd work beginning Thursday through Sunday. And we happened to get there early for the closing act that had been there the week before. It happened to be Donny Hathaway. And we had never heard a voice like that. And it left such an impression. So when Donny left us, you know, we just felt compelled to make sure that the public would never forget him. And Miss Carrie Lucas at Soul Our Records came up with that song, A Song for Donny. And most of our fans, if you come to our shows, you know we do that song. It's very important to us. So that's one of my favorites. Scotty, you're on the line. I'm sure you got another one.
Well, I do lean toward, Donny Hathaway. Of course, my all-time favorite singer is, it happens to be a female. Her name is Etta James. And if you notice, you talk about feeling with songs, the people that we're talking about, if you think you might be too young to know them or remember them, when you listen to people like Donny Hathaway, Etta James, Marvin Gaye, like you said earlier, they really didn't need, I mean, you get in the words and they do the rest. It was just in them. They lived it and they could sing it, which is why they end up being my favorite. But as far as any one song, I mean, we've been fortunate enough to have so many songs that I can't name one that's just, you know, like saying, which one of your kids you like the best? I can't really do that, but, you know.
That's a good analogy. I hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of lean toward You Are Number One. But then it's a toss-up.
Too, man.
Yeah, it's a great
It's
lyric.
A toss-up because I love Welcome Into My Dreams. So it's like I'm kind of torn. I'm basically torn.
Yeah, man, Grady Wilkins, man, I wish he was on this call, our keyboard player. As a matter of fact, he's dealing with a serious illness now. He has cancer, but he's been with us for 30 years. He wrote Welcome Into My Dreams, and, you know, we do it on the show all the time. And you're right, man, that song kind of epitomizes what I think we really, the smoothness that you talk about. All those ingredients are there in that particular song, Welcome Into My Dreams. But like Scotty said, the lyrics are also there.
Yeah, and since you're talking about, you just reminded me of what might be one of my favorites. It was written by this same man, Grady Wilkins. And listen to you, you seem to be familiar with the ballads that we've done, especially the ones that are kind of be our favorites. But there's another tune that was written by Grady, and it's simply called Girl, I Need You. That is probably my favorite ballad from the lyric standpoint, because what he had to say about it epitomizes pretty much all the ballads that we've really done, you know, because we pay very close attention to lyrics. We've always, from the day one, we always felt like the music was great, but especially with a ballad, if you're not saying something, you know, don't waste your time.
Indeed, indeed, like Chocolate Girl. I remember
right.
in my high school years, that was a song that, you know, man, I used to get the dates on. You know, I can go all the way back, man. Say Yes, man,
That's
In the Mood.
Man.
I mean, those were the house party favorites of all time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got, man, Nicholas Caldwell, who, as you know, is a member of the Whispers, who wrote Lady
Indeed.
And Say Yes. And if you really talk about how our style was developed from a ballad standpoint, it probably starts with Nicholas Caldwell, because from his songs, he, you know, the when you talk about Lady and Say Yes, which are standards that we've been doing now for close to 35, 40 years, that's the core. That's the really unique style of what we're all about. When Andy B came along in 1980 and then Rocksteady, that was just icing on the cake, because we were known, as you know, as a ballad group, you know. And lo and behold, we ended up having two of the biggest up-tempos that anybody can ever talk about. It was a surprise to us. But our niche and our style was basically ballad. And that's songs like Say Yes, Are You Going My Way, you know, Lady. That's what the Whispers are known for.
It was, I thought it was very clever, you know, the collaboration with Mr. Silvers to really give you that kind of little dance edge that, to me, I never considered it to be disco. We appreciated it. I never thought that I would hear that in clubs everywhere that we went in the Hollywood area at that time. Man, it was phenomenal, but I was still stuck on, I'm going to... Make You My Wife, and All He Went to All He Meant to Wet My Feet. I mean, those are the songs. Love Thing was a big, giant hit. I mean, I remember I couldn't go anywhere without hearing that song.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow. I just never considered you guys to be a dance group, because I love the smoothness. We used to drink a wine called T.J. Swan back in the day at the park on Sunday. And we would play the Whispers. Matter of fact, I think you guys performed, do you remember the KAC Concerts in the Park?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I remember that way back in the day, man.
Yeah,
I saw you guys when I was a... Yep.
Yeah, you're giving the audience, man, a great... You're giving the audience a unique education tonight, because you've gone into the time period and the area and the era of which we was really kind of doing our thing, and you're absolutely right. And the beat goes on, and Rocksteady came after disco. Because I remember so vividly, man, if you remember, disco came in and almost put most of the R&B acts out of business, you know, that type of music. And I never will forget, we did one album called I Fell in Love when I went to the disco, and the only people I think that bought it was our mothers and fathers. But right after that, that was 79, 78, 79. In 1980, we went into the studio searching for a hit, and we tell young people this all the time, man. You know, we had no idea, but you should never give up on your dream, because in 1979, we went in the studio doing an album simply called The Whispers, and as you say, we had ran into Leon Silvers, and we knew the night that we finished and the beat goes on that it was a smash. And as you say, we weren't an up-tempo group. We were known for balance, but it's a funny thing about hit records. I mean, you kind of know immediately when you have a hit. It's easy to digest. It's easy to recognize. You know, the problem you have is when you have to scratch a hole in your head and ask yourself, is this a hit or not? That means it's not a hit. We didn't do that with And the Beat Goes On, and it went on to prove what we all knew. That was the biggest record that we ever had. Of all the records that we did, Rocksteady, And the Beat Goes On was the biggest. It was a double platinum for us.
Wow. Phenomenal. You know, let's take a few callers. Actually, we have your fan club president. She's holding on.
Okay.
Good evening, Miss Perry. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Hi, Walter. Hi, Scott.
Well, hello, dear. How you doing?
How
is
you
Daddy?
Doing, Perry? How's everything?
Doing fantastic. How
you
are
doing?
You
are you
doing
back
good.
There in that harsh weather, huh?
Yes, indeed. Oh, it's just brutal.
Oh, my boy. Yeah, I know. I see it on television, man, and I tell you, that's when I'm glad I live in California. But you know what? Normally this time of year, we're back there, as you know.
That's right.
So, yeah, you know, but we'll be back there in January, so we won't be out of it too long.
Well, I'm so glad because, you know, we're waiting to come. We're waiting for you to get over here.
Hey, looking forward to it.
Hey, I want to thank you for calling in and supporting us. You're very consistent.
That's right. You got my support. I'm in your corner. Got me for life.
We don't take it for granted. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. It's been a wonderful experience, you know, listening to your music and getting to know you. I have truly, truly been blessed, and you all have just treated me and the fan club so wonderful that we can't thank you enough.
No, we're blessed. Believe me when I tell you, because as once again we say this to kids, you know, the generations are different today. You know, you got to really appreciate who it is that makes it possible for you to do what you do. And the Whispers, man, we are so fortunate because of people like yourself. You know, we're very loyal fans. They appreciate our music. And we never take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we want you and all of the fans, and I know you do, know how much we appreciate you being into us the way you are. It means everything.
Yeah, we know, and I tell you, it all works out well. When you all accept that award in Cleveland in June, we intend to be there to see it.
Well, all right, I'm looking. Thank you so much.
Thank you
dear.
So much.
We get together now to try to make that trip happen. So I'm going to let you go, but I just wanted to send love out to you from all the fans. Okay?
All right, thanks for calling, sweetheart.
God bless.
Okay. All right.
Bye, Miss Perry.
Okay, thank
you. You're welcome. I understand you guys are receiving like a national award. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, they're going to commemorate our 50 years in the business, you know, and just basically give us an award, as Scotty said, for being around this long, man. I mean, if anybody would have told us when we started out in Jordan Downs in the projects in the summer nights, patting each other's leg, doing a doo-wop, if somebody would have said then that you guys are going to be here 50 years later doing what you do, we'd have laughed. We'd have thought it was a joke. But, man, the good Lord, Jehovah, upstairs, he's made it possible. And we couldn't be more thankful, I tell you.
Indeed, indeed. Well, let's take another caller because you have multiple fans that I'm sure have a lot to say to you. Caller, you are live on 93.3 FM. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Walter. I'm great. This is Lamont Patterson. I just want to call and give a shout out to Walter, Scotty, Nicholas. And I'm a true fan from way back 50 years ago, too, man. I've never, ever not known about the Whispers.
Oh, thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much,
thank
my brother.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
man,
it.
Man, you guys are one of the baddest. Out of groups I've ever known. I know you're a great impression of my life, for sure. And I guess one thing that I just definitely want to say, I don't seem like the Whispers just never, ever truly got all the accolades that was actually due to you guys, because you guys had a unique style and the songs and all that. And we've always heard about the Temptations, Four Tops, and the Jays, but you guys in my book were right up there, too.
Thank you so much, brother. We really appreciate that, man. It means everything to us.
Hey, you guys deserve it, man. And I hope you guys another 50 years making hits.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
That's beautiful. Yes, actually, you do. You know, what are some of your fondest memories on stage that you had? I'm sure you guys have traveled the country. And, you know, where have you been that's, like, been just super exotic, just a major, major venue?
Man, we've been blessed to go all over the world. In fact, earlier this year, back in February, we were in Africa, Cape Town, Johannesburg.
South Africa.
South Africa. We've gone to Europe, you know, Japan. I mean, we have been blessed because we have been given the opportunity to do something that we love to do, and I can't believe that people have paid us to do it. I mean, that I just think it's the luckiest thing in the world. We've been everywhere, you know. This 49 years has taken us all over the world, and it's just a joy to when you get to, for instance, Japan. You know, we don't even speak the language. But the music is so potent. And this is all over the world. This is not our music, but just music in general. It is the funniest thing in the world to see a Japanese person. You're entertaining them in Tokyo. And when that music starts, they know it. Now, all of a sudden, we all are as one. That's what music does. And we've had the opportunity to do that in Germany, you know, the UK, all everywhere. So we're just blessed, man.
Indeed. So how is the business side of the game holding up? I've interviewed so many artists, and, you know, I've heard the horror stories about how, you know, the artists really didn't receive their publishing and things of that nature back then. But I understand now that you guys are your own entity, and everything is good now. You're producing your own records and everything.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Been doing it for years. That's another kind of cinema. You know, we talk to kids. We tell them, you know, it's called show business. And our youngsters, you know, they're so gifted. You know, we hear young people all over the country, and they sing like birds. But as usual, they don't zero in on the business, you know, and that's the part that you have to pay most attention to. And the reason that I can say that is because we're victims of that. In the beginning, we had no knowledge of publishing, you know. And believe me, when we say this to kids all the time, if you don't have a knowledge of publishing, you know, you really, you don't have any understanding of what's being generated. You know, and fortunately, the youngsters today, like the Jay-Z and the Beyoncé's, they do. And they make trillions of dollars, you know what I'm saying? But when we came along back in the day, number one, that it wasn't available. But even if it was, there was a lack of sophistication on what it all meant. You know, so we tell kids today, man, you have to make it your business. If you don't know about the education of entertainment, get you a good lawyer. Make sure you understand what publishing is all about.
Copyright.
You know? Copyright, yeah. You know, understand it.
Indeed.
Yeah, you know, to take that a step further, though, to be honest with you, we were very fortunate, and that's why Walt, he's using the term young people a lot. We were very lucky. One of the biggest reasons why we were lucky to be here long enough to learn about it. In the beginning, had we had to deal with it, we probably would have got messed around, which we did get messed around, but it wasn't as bad because basically what happened with the Whispers, we lived long enough to learn about it. And the longer we live, if you do anything, forget singing, anything you do for 50 years should teach you something. And that's basically
right.
What then happened with the Whispers. So we tell the young people, you know, learn from us. You know, don't do what we did, because we were kind of told some things, too, back in our day, but being young and not interested, you know, the priorities were different. You know, we were just so into wanting to sing and do our craft, we didn't understand the importance of the business. So we can pass it on to young people now and say, hey, don't make the same mistake we made. Understand, you know, it's one word was what I tell most young people. It's called ownership. That's more important than your tennis shoes and your cars and all. That's, if you learn the meaning of that, you'll be fine. Ownership.
Indeed.
Want to own it.
Indeed. Indeed. So, let's talk about thewhispers.com.
And that's
our
website.
You have the website up and running?
Yeah, yeah, it's up, and it kind of gives you, it keeps all of our fans and people that want to know about the Whispers, about what we're doing and where we're appearing. It's simply called thewhispers.com. You can go to it, and, you know, it shows where we're going to be in concert. And, you know, things that we have in mind that we might want to do. For instance, we're trying very very hard right now to have something out in 14. We have a potential situation with Time Life where we think we can come with some new music. So we're very excited about that. And, you know, we're going to be making some noise about being around for this long. So we're very excited about 14.
Well, we're excited to have you. Let's take a few more calls. Hold on one second. Caller from 540 area code. You are live with the Whispers.
Hi, Walter and Scotty. This is Latonya. How are y'all doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. I just heard June on the radio, and I'm just calling as well to give my support and thank you guys so much. You know how much we all love you, and and what you do for us, and the love that you all show for, you know, for the fans and everyone. So just know that we all are in your corner tonight, and we can't be so proud. We're so proud of y'all too, and LaBelle and Nick and the guys and stuff. So know how excited we are about you know your achievement for next year.
Well, Tweed, you just heard why we feel so great about what it is we've been able to do. That's a perfect example. That young lady, that's what I mean when I say we've had fans that you know, we've been nominated for a couple of Grammys, never won.
Yeah.
But it don't mean nothing, because you know what means more to us? This young lady right here.
Yeah, what she just said is way better than a Grammy.
I mean, we'd like to have it, but man, it can't cope with what she just said. And we've been so fortunate to have fans be in our corner, and it means a lot to us. Thank you, dear. We really appreciate this.
And you know, and just like us, y'all, God for CD, thankful. You know, we're just as thankful as well, just like the CD, just like
it
says. We're so blessed to have you as part of our family.
Thank you, dear.
And best wishes to you all, and we hope to be seeing you next year. For your award.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, love you guys.
Love
and
you too.
God bless.
Thank you, dear.
All right, see y'all soon.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, no platinum, no Grammy, none of that can compare with the admiration of a real true fan.
Absolutely.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. You know. What do you guys really admire about the music industry? Because I know it's been some major changes. It's not really like how it was. No more riding around in limos, things of that nature. How did you guys really make the transition from the latter-day record company situations to how it is now? I mean, do you enjoy it more?
Oh, much more, man. You know, I have to say this though, the young people that are in today's mainstream, I mean, it's kind of a pattern that kind of repeats itself. I remember people used to say, "Hey man, what you guys are doing, man, y'all got to watch that." You know, well, it's kind of the same way with what they're saying today. There's with young people, it's like anything else. There's good music and there's bad music, and some people make bad music, some people make good music, but for the most part, the young people today, we have some extremely talented people. Young people today, I love listening to them, you know. And it was no different when we came along, when we were with the, you know, out there with the Jays and the Temps. We all toured together, the young groups. It's really not much different. The only difference today is I think the young people today are more educated. They do understand, as Scotty said, the importance of ownership. You know, you don't have any record companies dominating the way they used to. You know, when we came along, your hands was totally into the pocket of the record company. You know, you didn't have a bunch of freedom. That doesn't exist too much today, and that's a good thing. You know, so it's changed for the good as far as I'm concerned.
So what kind of motivates you guys to, you know, to keep going? I understand artists have told me that the love of the music itself is a motivating factor, but individually, you know how life kind of gets to you, and you kind of want to be a part of something that's bigger than you. You know, I understood how in the Temptations movie when Melvin Neese was hurt and he told the doctor, "Look, sir, this is just, have you ever been a part of something bigger than me?" So I can feel his plight, like he had to go on.
Mm-hmm.
So in regards to you guys, it's like, 40 plus years, you're still going, you're still active, and the good thing about it all is you're still able to perform. The fans will still line up around the block for you. That right there, longevity, cannot be explained to new artists nowadays, because they're lucky if they be around after day after tomorrow.
You're so right. I think what we always understood, I really say it all came from the upbringing. All of the whispers, each one of us was raised by primarily our mothers. You know, we had fathers, but our mothers was the main influence. And man, from the very beginning, we always understood that we were only as strong as our weakest link. You know, we never thought about you know, hey man, why, you know, people would approach us, why don't you and Scotty do your own thing, man? Why y'all, you know, why y'all sticking with that? That never entered our mind. We understood from the beginning. You've never heard it called the Whispers featuring. It's just the Whispers. And man, it works so well. You know, we know everybody has a part to play, and they do their part. And I mean, it's worked for 50 years, you know. And I really think that makes us unique, because you're very right. It's very easy to kind of want to do your own thing. You know, at one point there was three different Temptations. There's a couple of Dramatics, and I mean, not down in them, but there's only one Whisper.
Yeah.
That's just us. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed. Matter of fact, I have to play a song. Everybody's going to get mad. So you guys want to hang on, man? We'll play this song real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, 93.3 FM ism. I had a request. This is... Yeah, this song is for Miss Daisy Morrison out of Bakersfield, California. She wants to hear this, and the beat goes on. You're live with the Whispers. Tweet Cadillac, baby. 93.3 FM. Israel. Point Tweet FM, the only station playing lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. We keep it classy, classy, and jazzy, baby. Make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. You don't get no smoothing in this. Find another station coming like this, let me know so I can tune in. 93.Tweed FM.
Hey, yo, this your girl, Tamar Essie, and I'm listening to 93.Tweed FM, the only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations, Low Rider, Oldies at your finest. Now, you can catch me at TamaraEssie.com. That's TamaraEssie.com. 93.Tweed. Keep it locked, y'all. Tamar Essie.
Yeah, 93.Tweed FM is yeah. For me, I'm Sneak Rothstein, CEO of the world famous Trodeous. Trodeous.com. 93.Tweed FM.
I see y'all.
Keep it locked.
93.Tweed
FM. The only station playing Funkadelic to the Temptations. Low Rider Oldies and all in between. 347-308-8747 is the number to dial. Once again, that's 347-308-8747. Make sure y'all tune in, y'all. Every Thursday, keep it locked. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/indie is. Low Rider Oldies and all in between. Yeah. True. 93.3 FM. It's on. Yeah. So smooth. 347-308-8747 is the number to dial. Go ahead and make that call. Once again, that's 347-308-8747.
Well, all right, y'all. 93.Tweed FM with the Fabulous Whispers. So, gentlemen, what do you guys do for your community? How do you give back?
Very involved. We do a lot of speaking in high schools. And it's really important that we talk to the young people. You know, we do that all over the country, everywhere we go, actually. And because, you know, the youth, they're the key, man, to the future. So we make sure that we stay in touch with them.
Indeed, indeed. Speaking of the future and the youth, my daughter was just crowned Miss Compton for 2014. They're having a parade on Saturday, I think that's the 14th or the 15th. So come on out and support the Compton Christmas Parade. And you can see my daughter. She's Miss Cheyenne Brown.
Wow.
She is Miss Compton, California,
man,
2014.
That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. I try to give back to the community as well because, as you said, they are the future. And as we get older... In our life, we're actually going to need them to look out for us. So
right,
we want to be nice to them. We want their respect, but we want to teach them something too. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
So what's in the future for the Whispers? Are you guys coming to Cali doing any shows upcoming that we should be abreast
on? Yeah, we will
on?
Be
what's
in Los Angeles in January at the Nokia. As a matter of fact, we'll be there with Miss Stephanie Mills.
Wow.
And that's going to be over the Martin Luther King weekend in January.
Beautiful.
We normally play the Nokia on Valentine's, but this year we're doing it during the Martin Luther King weekend. It'll be us, Stephanie, and what's the other group's guy name?
Tweed Cadillac.
Condition. Yeah.
And Tweed Cadillac can be there as well.
Yeah, I look forward,
beautiful,
man.
Beautiful.
So listen, man, I got Willette told you that I had a plane. I got to get out.
Yes, sir.
I wish we could talk longer, but, man, I got
man,
a plane.
Man, it's been a pleasure. I want to wish you all the love and success in the world. Also, a big shout-out to Miss Ballard for even hooking this up.
Oh,
I want to thank her as well. She's the greatest by far. So, gentlemen.
Without a doubt.
But we want to thank you, man. It's very important that we let you know we really appreciate the opportunity that you give us.
That's right.
Tonight we
Taking
are in the process of working on a new CD, and thanks to you, we're able to tell people that. So we want to thank you for having us tonight.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I'm going to play Love You Too and also Get It On. It's not over, y'all.
Wish to love you too.
It's
yeah,
not
one
over.
Of my favorite cuts.
Indeed, it's not over. So, gentlemen, I want to thank you once again. Miss Ballard, I want to send my love to you as well. And feel free to come back anytime.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you so much, my brother.
I will see you at the Nokia with Stephanie Mills, sir.
All right,
man.
Take care. Thanks a bunch. Once again, thanks.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
You too.
93.3, the Mighty Whispers in the building. They have just left the building. Now you have me, yours truly, the party rocking player, the original Los Angeles piece. But we gonna get into this one right here, a song for Donnie. Rest in peace, Mr. Hathaway. You're truly missed.
People speak your name and think what a shame you're gone. Still they know what you've left behind lives in our hearts and minds today and tomorrow. Though clouds of darkness came your way, you give enough a brighter day, and your music will be so very, very special to me. Sometimes wealth and fame whispered play my game, but you, yes, you refused to. Genius touched your soul, fortune now your goal. God gives is what. Boys like silk weave yourself.
93.Tweed FM ism. The Mighty Whispers, an evening with yours truly.
Hi, I'm Charlie Starr, and you're listening to 93.Tweed FM, the only station that plays lowride, oldie, classic R&B, and all in between. Tweed Cadillac, baby.
Houston, Texas. She's a very, very, very special Whispers fan. I want to say Merry Christmas to her and hers.
I got to know when I first met you, all the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught in your hurricane. Falling into your love, I came. Ooh.
93.3 FM. I'd like to give another dedication to Miss Margaret Lucas from Hiram, Georgia. You are number one. Merry Christmas to you and yours. From Tweet Cadillac, 93.3 FM. Tweet FM, the mighty dynamic whispers. You know, the world is a beautiful place to live. Sometimes you gotta let go of what's killing you, even if it's killing you to let it go. Make sure everybody in your boat is ruined and not trying to drill holes where you ain't looking. 93.Tweed FM, say yes. I will play your dedication. I do accept donations. I would like to thank Mr. Sean Slagle from Indiana for sending that donation to 93.Tweed FM. We appreciate you over here. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Come here, let's all
93.3 FM, the Mighty Whispers, the Mighty, Mighty Whispers, 347-308-8747. It's not too late to call in with your dedications, comments, or donations. The only station playing lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between, baby. You and After Six Cruise mix the Thursday night flight.
I'm gonna make you my wife, 'cause you my everything. All my hopes and dreams come true. I can live my life with you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. One second, please. I was experiencing a little technical difficulties. Hold on. Bear with me one second. I think I have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at my front door. Just hold on. Here we go. Everything is everything, y'all. My bad. Things happen. It's real in the field. Merry Christmas to you and yours. 93.2 FM. Don't leave me, baby. Welcome into my dreams, 93.2 FM. Don't go nowhere. Still going down. 347-308-8747. 93.2 FM is the Whispers.
In every way, you're part of me, all I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak, when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead of made.
Welcome into my life, baby. Welcome into my dreams. You're tuned in at 93.3 FM. Don't touch that knob, it's my day job. Fabulous Whispers. Next week's guest will include the Fabulous Moments, also known as Ray Goodman and Brown. That'll be December 19th, 7 o'clock through 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Make sure you tell your folks, tune in to the Thursday Night Flight. We keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy, baby.
Feel much like romancing. How'd you like to wine and dine? I'd like to take you dancing. Candlelight and dinner. Wouldn't that be nice? We'll dance.
Point Tweet FM. This is what we do to get you in the mood. You're enjoying the dynamic sounds of the Mighty Whispers. What a very enlightening interview we had tonight. Also want to say, stay tuned next week, next Thursday on the Thursday Night Flight. I will be speaking with The Moments, also known as Ray Goodman and Brown, followed by December 26th, Harold Melvin's Blue Note, followed by War and the Intruders. It just gets better with time, y'all. 93.3, that is 93.3 FM. Yes, sir. Lowrider Oldie.
Everybody whispers.
I love the whispers.
And we love you too. This sounds
oh
like
my God.
Kim folks.
You're jamming
this
over
Kim
here.
Folks.
Kim folks. Kim folks. With much love for you.
Beautiful, man. I appreciate you even more, man. Thank you for calling in. Hug them babies for
Thank
me.
You. Thank you for having
you.
Me.
I will see you so soon. It's going to surprise you.
All right, and I'll be waiting for that surprise. And I love you, folks, and happy holidays, too. Phone
I love you, too.
To be like you're doing with them oldies, jam.
Ha-ha. The whispers,
right.
baby. I don't know if you caught the interview, but I will send it back to you, and you will hear it, man. It was a beautiful experience. I want to thank those that love me. I want to thank the world that loves me. I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight, 93.3 FM. I want to thank my cousin, Ms. LaTanya Stevens, for tuning in right now to speak. I want to say Merry Christmas to you and yours. Stay down
and
for the crown.
The same
to
you and yours,
all
baby. Right. That's right, that's right. Love you, love you.
I love you for it.
All right, talk to you soon, cuz.
Yes, sir. 93.3 FM. And we just gonna get better.
On the cloud number nine. Your love is red. It's like the finest of wine. Let it just get better.
Break up in the Brown, the moments next week. Peace.